Chapter 1 of The Girl Who Sat by the Ashes. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Arctura. The Girl Who Sat by the Ashes by Padraic Colum. Chapter 1. The Coming of Crow Feather Cloak. Because she used to herd goats in the high places and the rocky places, she went by the name of Girl Go with the Goats. But that was not the name that she herself called herself. She called herself Maid Alone. Her feet were scratched with briars and bruised with stones. She was dressed in rags threaded together, and neither the red of pleasure nor the red of health had ever come into her face. She lived with her stepmother, Dame Dale, and her two stepsisters, Berry Bright and Buttercup. Now one day, as Berry Bright was dizzying herself with a necklace of beads, and Buttercup was looking at herself in a plate of brass, an old woman came up to the house. Her dress was the queerest that anyone ever saw, a cloak of crow feathers and nothing else. "My, my, my," said the old woman as she came into the house. "My, my, my. What became of the big tree that used to grow far next to your little house?" "The big tree?" said Berry Bright. "I have heard my mother speak of that big tree, but she never saw it herself. They said that the gypsies once lighted their fires around that big tree, that the leaves withered and the branches and the root and the tree died away. But my mother never remembers to have seen it." "My, my, my," said the old woman, "it must be a long time since I was round this way. And where is the well that used to be in my right-hand side as I came into the house?" "I used to hear my grandmother speak of that well," said Buttercup, "but it was dried up before her time." "My, my, my," said the old woman, "it's a long time since I was round this way. But now that I'm here, maiden steer, put the griddle on the fire and knead and bake."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?